Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Paul Hawken is an environmentalist, entrepreneur, and author, most recently of Blessed Unrest, How the Largest Social Movement in History is Restoring Grace, Justice, and Beauty to the World. His thesis is that governments are more or less paralyzed by partisan ideologies and minority rule, and so it is to an international, diversified, dynamic system of small organizations, from neighborhood associations to larger non-governmental organizations, that we must turn for resistance to the destruction of the environment, the abuses of the free market, social injustice, and the loss of civilizing cultural verities. Hawken directs one such organization, Blessed Unrest, where he lists literally tens of thousands of such organizations working quietly and successfully worldwide. There are many examples. One such is the Pew Environment Group's Ocean Legacy Project, a private effort to address protection of the most geologically active and biologically unusual features on Earth, with the goal, by working with governments, other foundations, and local citizens, to establish 3 to 5 ocean world-scale marine reserves, places where no fishing or other extractive activity is allowed, to protect the extraordinary wealth of dependent marine life therein, to provide ecosystem benefits, and to help conserve our global marine heritage. Pew is an interesting case, a generously funded private foundation that transformed itself from a granting to an operating organization, from funding others to becoming the direct catalyst for specific action, advocating and convening in pursuit of an ambitious environmental agenda. The first success occurred in 2006, when the Bush administration agreed to phase out commercial fishing and other potentially destructive activities in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands, creating a national marine monument of some 140,000 square miles of uninhabited islands, reefs, shoals, and atolls that became then the most expansive marine reserve on Earth. This was followed by Bush's end-of-term designation of the Mariana Trench National Monument in the northern Mariana Islands, another 95,000 square miles distinguished by underwater volcanoes, hydrothermal vents, and a boiling pool of liquid sulfur. The combined actions of stunning antithesis to a presidential record not otherwise known as environmentally friendly. Recently, the United Kingdom designated the Chagos Islands, a 55-island group in the middle of the Indian Ocean, as the latest and largest marine reserve, 210,000 square miles, an area larger than California. Pew worked with the Chagos Conservation Trust, the Linnaean Society of London, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, the Marine Conservation Society, the Zoological Society, and the Royal Botanic Gardens to join with other UN agencies and NGOs and 275,000 individuals from 200 nations sending messages of support. Two other major projects are underway. First, the Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary in northern New Zealand, an area which contains the deepest point in the southern hemisphere, a trench which is paralleled by the longest volcanic arc on Earth, running from Kermadec all the way to Tonga. And second, the Australian Coral Sea Heritage Park, an extension east from the Great Barrier Reef and encompassing Australia's maritime boundary with Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands, and New Caledonia, over 386,000 square miles, now the world's largest protected marine reserve. We should be grateful to all who have worked diligently to this end. These are extraordinary places, far from our awareness, but not far from our exploitative endeavors. They are now refuges for endangered marine wildlife and incubators for all ocean species. There, ocean as wilderness will remain, and nature will abundantly endure. It may not seem like much, but it's everything. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.